Talk Live. We are launching into Hour 3 of the program. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll start things out here this hour talking about the police state in the U.S. We talked last hour about the U.K. giving you an update on their CCTV system, over 4 million CCTV cameras in operation. Unfortunately for them, or for the government people, there just aren't enough government bureaucrats to operate them. They can't afford to hire enough people to watch them all. So it's it seems as though, at least in that particular aspect of the police state, they've hit a wall over in the UK, which that's good to know. Good news for people that love freedom is that these governments can't expand their police state too fast. If they do, they just don't have the manpower to operate it. They don't have the money to pay for it. So that's good news. Means it'll keep their growth pretty slow. But grow it does. Here in the U.S., immigration and civil liberties groups condemned a new U.S. government policy to collect DNA samples from all non-citizens detained by authorities and all people arrested for federal crimes. So welcome to the, you know, the new America where the federal government, if you could commit some sort of federal offense, they're going to have your DNA on file. Now, I can see why that might upset some people.
Not every federal offense is a violent offense either. A lot of people think that if it's drugs. A federal crime, it has to mean you're a violent person. Mm-hmm. But there are drug crimes. There are, I don't know, if you run afoul of the FCC, for instance, like we were talking about during the previous hour, that's one way that you could be charged with a federal crime. There's so many federal laws now, and they're involved in so many parts of our daily lives that it's not hard to run afoul of a federal law.
The story's from the Washington Post. The new Justice Department rule published Wednesday and effective January 9th dramatically expands a federal law enforcement database of genetic identifiers, which is now limited to storing information about convicted criminals and arrestees from 13 states. Congress authorized the expansion way back in 2005, citing the power of DNA as a tool in crime solving and prevention. The FBI created its National DNA Index System in 1994 to store profiles of people convicted of serious violent crimes, such as rape or murder. But the system has been expanded repeatedly, first to include all convicted felons, then misdemeanants, and then state arrestees. The databank contained more than 6.2 million samples as of August, and officials estimate that 61,000 cases have been solved or assisted using DNA. So the change could add as many as 1.2 million people per year to the national database, say U.S. officials. Supporters equate DNA collection to taking fingerprints or photographs at the time of booking. One of the senators who wrote the legislations blabbed on about it. The critics say that the new rule raises constitutional privacy concerns. U.S. officials said that probable cause that a person has committed a crime or indications that he's an illegal immigrant subject to removal from the country are appropriate standards for collecting their DNA. But according to the ACLU, their Technology and Liberty Products project said the change turns the presumption of innocence on its head. President of the American Immigration Lawyers Association said the U.S. rule casts civilly detained immigrants as criminals, requiring them to submit to DNA testing, even in cases where there is no suggestion of any criminal violation. So there you have it. They are moving ahead and moving forward with more databasing. And this is what government does. They've got an opportunity to collect information on you. They're going to jump at it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we just the good news we saw actually out of the United Kingdom, where their police step got knocked back a couple steps, was that people who had not been convicted of crimes still had their DNA in the database. And the way this article is reading is saying people who are arrested for federal offenses, not who are convicted. And the way it was working in the UK was if you were detained by the police and they took a cheek swab or however they got the DNA, once it was on file, they didn't throw it out, even if you were found not guilty. If you took it to trial and you won, they still had your DNA on file. And I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there, even if they haven't had much trouble with the law, who have been arrested or detained by the police at some point in their lives, whether it was for something like drunk driving or a minor drug possession offense.
Sure.
And that's going to be on their database for the rest of your life unless a court steps in and makes them take it off.
Well, the interesting thing here is they're saying that this is going to expand to all people arrested for federal crimes, but apparently they've already been cataloging arrestees from 13 states. So
well, those are probably states that already have their own policy, right, where they take DNA because they can't imagine
they're just sending it on to the feds?
Because I can't imagine the feds are collecting the DNA from people arrested for misdemeanors in certain states.
Sure, yeah.
I imagine that this local and state police are collecting that information and then passing it on.
Yep, I think you're absolutely right about that. But it's just yet another example of how these government programs continue to expand. I mean, the original intention, whenever they pass some new government program, it always comes along with some good intention. And in this case, the original intention was to track the convicted violent murderers and rapists. And when you look at that, it sounds reasonable. I mean, who wants to stand up for murderers and rapists, right? It seems reasonable on its face. But then as the program goes on, it expands out, as they're saying, here to misdemeanors. So in 13 states, if you're arrested for a misdemeanor, you could be swabbed.
Yeah, and I know in many states, if you say fight a parking ticket, not even a moving violation, but if you have a parking ticket at a parking meter, you plead not guilty, fight it and lose, that can go on your record as a misdemeanor. And suddenly they're going to take your DNA for that?
What are some of the ramifications of this? I mean, beyond just the natural tendency of governments to catalog and to database things, what is it that they could use the DNA information of an individual in order to... How could they use your DNA to oppress you ever further?
I mean, I don't know. I assume that you could see in the future, once they're better at sequencing DNA, you could see them using it for things like detecting people who might have, if there's a gene that's associated with violence. Or maybe
some sort of looking at their body makeup. Can we identify the fat people from their DNA or something like that? And if you've got a socialist medicine system, make sure that you're watching what they eat. I don't know.
I'm not a geneticist, but there are certain genes that do predispose people to certain diseases. So there are people who have a gene that make them more likely to say, I believe there's a gene that makes you more likely to experience nicotine addiction that Eastern Europeans have more than Western Europeans.
Are they going to
categorize people on, well, regular people can smoke still, but these people with the gene that put them at a higher risk, we should really prevent them from getting it or make them pay a special tax.
Right.
I'm just trying
to go out as far on the limb here as possible to think with my current paradigm what it is they could possibly do to be as oppressive as possible with this. If you want to share your ideas, 800-259-9231. I mean, the most obvious part is an identification program where the federal government has as many people's DNA on record as possible. They may make it so that in order to have the real ID, which many states are going to be putting into effect, in order to have a real ID, you'll have to have a mouth swab and be entered into the federal database. That way, if they're looking for somebody, for whatever the reason is, maybe they're a dissident or something like that. Maybe they're looking for a dissident. They've got this checkpoint set up. We talked about the very first story tonight was that the Marines are now working with the California Highway Patrol doing checkpoints. So you've got the feds involved now doing roadblocks. So if they're looking for you and they set up a checkpoint and they're swabbing everybody's mouth that goes by, it's going to be a pretty damn foolproof way of identifying people. Whereas before, if you didn't have a license on you and you don't have any sort of credit cards or any sort of identifying information, you keep your mouth shut, they can't really figure out who you are if you're in an area where they don't know you. Like if I got arrested here in Keene, they'd know who I am. There's a good chance they would know who I am simply because I'm visible. But if you're just somebody that they're looking for and you don't identify yourself in any way, eventually they're going to let you out of that jail cell. Whereas if they can swab your mouth and then check you on the DNA system, I mean, that's almost a 100% match. It's darn close.
It's about as close as you can get. And it's not just DNA. There's other things that they're doing now with biometric data. So, for instance, your retina scan, something that sounded like science fiction not too long ago, now they're thinking about putting biometric data in things like your passport or even mandating it for your driver's license with the Real ID Act that they've passed. So you could see a time where if you get a driver's license at some point in your life, you get your retina scanned, they might just be able to scan your eye and see if you were ever in the government system at some point. It might have been 10, 15 years ago, but that's going to follow you.
One thing is for sure, you can expect this cataloging to expand. They will use every opportunity they possibly can to get as much information on you as they can. More on the way. You take control, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. Northwestern Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills? Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all totally free for you. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com to experience them for free. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Get the inside scoop on football betting from Ted Murray and find out about rape defense from self-defense expert Kimber Johnson. all at PaladinPodcast.com. PaladinPodcast.com is a service of Paladin Press. You can browse over 900 books and DVDs on topics such as personal and financial freedom, Second Amendment issues, self-defense, and more. Remember, it's PaladinPodcast.com. 800-259-9231. To your phone calls, we go to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Matt, what's on your mind?
Good evening, guys.
Hey, you're on the amp line.
Okay, so last night, I had to go bail my brother out of jail.
Oh, boy. Hurry up and wait.
He had been in jail since Saturday night on a domestic charge, and I was finally able to get to the jail after I finished work on Monday. We didn't know what his bail was going to be until Monday morning when he had a hearing. So I went in to pay his bail.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was sitting there was a lot of people that came in, and I was talking to one gentleman in particular. This guy looked like a typical guy. Kind of a tweed shirt and jeans.
Were these people coming in to also pay bail for other people?
This gentleman was.
Okay.
The rest of the people were coming to visit.
Gotcha.
And there was a lot of visitors, a lot of ladies coming in to visit their boyfriends or husbands or fathers or whatever. And I felt sorry for all of them.
Sure.
But I have no idea what they were in for.
Mostly drugs.
The story here was this gentleman I was talking to. It turns out this guy was a chemist. Right? Turns out he was coming to bail out his wife. His wife was arrested for driving on a suspended license. And the police said it was suspended for some financial reason. And they didn't know why.
Hmm.
And the wife had no idea that her license had been suspended, and she had just picked up her kids from school was driving them home when she got pulled over.
Wow.
So this guy got a call at work from his wife telling him, they're arresting me.
And they're taking the children.
Right. And he thought she was joking, but they actually handcuffed her in front of her kids.
Sure.
Sat her in the back of a squad car. They were sending for another squad car to come and pick up the kids, and they were going to tow the car. So the guy had to run out of work, run down to where she was being arrested, pulled up behind her, and was able to get them to not tow the car. And he gave the kids to his parents, who he had to call up, and they had to come down and get the kids. So the grandparents had the kids. So now the police have ruined an entire family's day.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the suspended license.
And it was all over paperwork or something. Somebody forgot to pay a bill, or maybe they paid the bill, but the bureaucrats forgot to mark it paid. I mean, the bureaucrats are constantly making mistakes in the office. And when they make a mistake, then warrants get issued. And then this stuff happens.
And so while the parents... The grandparents were picking up their grandchildren. The grandfather apparently left some rat poison out that he was going to use under the porch to poison some mice or something that he had seen.
Okay.
And when they got home, the dog had eaten it.
Oh, geez. Was
so
it dead?
Now he's taking the dog to the hospital. It was a big dog. He said it was a mix between a mastiff and a Great Dane.
Wow.
And they're taking the dog to the hospital. And that's what the vets told them to do. And the hospital pumped the dog's stomach for them and gave it water. Didn't pump the stomach, induced vomiting. And then gave him water to run whatever was in the system through and kept him for observation. And that cost them another $400.
Just one traumatic event after another. None of it had to happen in the first place. All some bureaucratic snafu. And, of course, what do? They arrest over it. They couldn't have just given a warning. They couldn't have just said, oh, well, you realize you're driving while suspended. Well, you're going to have to come to court and talk about that and see what's going on here. We'll try to figure out what the reason for this is. They're not interested in helping. They're not interested in serving anybody but the state. They're not interested in doing anything to help you out.
And that's exactly what this guy was saying. This is just a normal, this is one of the respectable.
Right, this was his wake-up call, right?
Right. This guy was, you know, he's a chemist, he's working, he's got a full-time job, his wife is a stay-at-home mom. All she has to do is pick up the kids from school every day and take care of the household. These are respectable, everyday people that you see on the street, and anybody who thinks that they're safe from this kind of stuff just doesn't understand what's going on.
No, they sure don't. They think they're still living in some sort of fantasy world where only the bad guys get in trouble from the police. Only the people that are disobedient, disobeying the law, they're the only ones the cops are going after. I mean, you hear the attitude all over the place. If you've been over at freekeen.com and you've been listening to some of the talkback archives that we've been posting there, just listening to some of the status and what it is that they have to say. There's this one old lady who calls in to talk about how she thinks the police are just great and that there's no reason to be complaining about the police. And, you know, if you're an 80-year-old lady, that's probably a true statement. But she obviously doesn't have any grandchildren that have been arrested for marijuana possession. Obviously, she has not had any sort of negative experiences with the police in her own life. But they're out there doing terrible things to innocent people, people who've never harmed another person, like the folks that you were talking about here. And yet they're still held up as the protectors of virtue. They're held up as, you know, this necessary, the wonderful force that we need to have in our lives. And I don't agree with it.
No, and you know, I was saying, this is ridiculous. And, of course, the guy was saying the same thing. And I said to him, I go, and they want to know why people are angry at them?
Mm-hmm.
They want to know why people don't like the police? Well, here you go. Here's a perfect example. And then, now, I got there. I had to stop at the ATM to pull out. The bail for my brother was $178. So I had to stop at the ATM to pull out $180 for his bail. And I got all in 20s. When I got there, there is a notice. I have to have exact change. They cannot take change. They cannot take more.
They can't take more?
They had to take the exact amount. It had to be exactly $178. Now, fortunately, my job requires that I carry a number of ones and fives at all times, so that I can test the units that
I don't understand this. I mean, I've heard this before, and hang on, that we'll bring it back. You can finish your story here in moments. I've heard this before, the idea that if you pay like 1 cent more on your property tax bill, that they can't take it. Is there a truth to that? Is there some sort of weird bureaucratic accounting thing going on, or is it just a control thing? 800-259-9231, because you'd think, why wouldn't they take more? It's Free Talk Live.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can 3 oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger Keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, dial toll free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. They include the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, all for free, over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And the Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, you can join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. You can apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or at Emory University in Atlanta, March 14th through the 19th. So visit libertarianseminars.com for more information and to get signed up. That's libertarianseminars.com. As we go back to Matt in Illinois, Matt, we're talking about just the awful situation that so many people in America have gotten themselves involved in, which in many cases are just simply results of bureaucratic paperwork snafus, or in some cases, of course, drug laws or other so-called consensual criminals that people are just being rounded up, placed into the system, and families' lives being ruined. You were in the middle of telling us the story about where you were apparently out bailing your brother out of jail last night, and go ahead and just recap briefly, and then go ahead.
Yeah, and I talked to the gentleman whose wife was arrested for the suspended license, and because of that, their parents' dog almost died from rat poison. And when I was there, I noticed that I needed the exact change of $178. I couldn't give them $180.
You couldn't
accept it.
And you talked to them about this? You discussed this with them?
I didn't discuss it with them. Fortunately, I had exactly $178.
I see.
Fortunately. But if I hadn't, I would have had to have gone somewhere else, gotten the exact change, come back, and then bailed out my brother. It probably would have taken an extra hour, and it already took at least an hour.
Sure.
And, you know, what if, I don't know, what if I had no way to get exact change?
Is that some sort of, what is your speculation on that, Nat? Do you believe that this is some kind of control freak thing, or is it just some bizarre accounting practice?
According to the note, they said that they don't have any money to give as change. I think because why couldn't they make it $30? If they can't give change, why can't, the processing fee was $28.
Mm-hmm.
His bail was $50, the processing fee was $28. That's why it was $178. So why not just make the processing fee $30?
Maybe now, it's because
now you got a nice even number. They want to make it as difficult as they can for people. That's
right, they want to mess with you. They want to put up as many hoops as they possibly can. They must get some sort of kick out of it. I mean, these control freaks must get some kind of jolly out of messing with people like this.
Yeah, I think somebody's laughing somewhere. These guys are going to have exact change.
So anything else you wanted to highlight from your visit to the jail?
No, not really. Just the wait time was incredibly long.
How long were you in there for from start to finish?
Oh, I got there. It was about 5:30, and I left about 6:45, somewhere in there. So
that actually sounds pretty quick.
2 hours.
That's actually pretty quick. I've heard of people spending 3 to 4 hours trying to bail somebody out before. So I would say you're on the fast side of bureaucracy.
The gentleman that was there for his wife, now he had been there for 2.5 hours
mm-hmm.
already when I showed up. So it took him about 3 hours.
Yep.
But my brother had, he followed his wife in, so they had to process her. So that's what he was waiting for.
Yep, that's what they got to do. They're processing.
Saturday.
Right. I sat in a cage for quite a while before they decided to get around to processing me, and the only reason they did was because one of the guards happened to notice that I was just in there standing there, and he wondered why, and so we still need to process you. So it's like, they'll get it done when they get it done, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it, because, hey, if you're not satisfied with their service, with their level of service, it's not like you can stop paying for it. And that's one of the worst parts about this, is not only are they ruining people's lives, but they're doing it in our name. They're doing it with our money.
And it seems to me that there was a time when it's something like this woman's, what happened to my brother, okay, he hit somebody, so he went to jail. But what happened with this woman with the car and the suspended license, I mean, why couldn't they could see that she had kids. Why couldn't they escort her back home or something? Do something.
It's just so callous.
And serve.
Yep, it's so callous. It's so rude. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. I thank you, Matt, for the story. And it just keeps happening. People's lives being flushed down the toilet. This is not something you want to have to deal with. People aren't ready for this. They don't plan for these things to happen. And then when they do, they blow up, and they blow up big. I mean, as a result of the chain reaction from these events, the dog almost died. The family dog almost poisoned itself. So it's just terrible.
It's unintended consequences, but that's what happens when government meddles in people's lives.
Yep. Every single time.
And, I'm somebody who thinks we should have a very small amount of government around, or that we might need it, not that we really should. But why should they be interfering with regular, peaceful people? I mean, the number of people that are actually out there being violent and causing damage to property and stealing things...
Very small.
...is very small.
And
for the most part... Not that everybody who is suspected of a crime is guilty, but for the most part, if the government's going after people who are hardened criminals, or at least people who are suspected of those crimes, most of the time, you're probably right. They are probably bad people. So if there's an unintended consequence there and something bad happens to them, well...
No one's going to shed any tears.
It's hard to feel bad if a murderer is inconvenienced by the process. But if it's a regular person like you or me, then... It really should cause people to question the need for the system that we have right now.
And there are a lot of regular people in there. When I was in for the 3 days that I was in the holding cell, in the bubble, as they call it, there were 3 other guys that were in the cell with me. And at least 2 of them, if not all 3, at least 2 of them had kids at home and a loved one, a lady that had a child. And in one of them's case, it was not his biological child, but he had essentially become the adoptive father of the child. And the other one's case, it was his biological kid. And these guys were ripped away from their families as a result of drug violation. One of them was a violation of probation. Actually, both of them were violation of probation originally on some sort of drug-related charge. So it just made me so sad to know that. I mean, it was bad enough that Julia, my girlfriend, was having a tough time, but she's self-reliant. She can take care of herself. She doesn't have any kids to deal with. It made me feel so bad for these guys. I mean, they were the breadwinners for their home, and their wives or girlfriends are completely SOL, completely unable to take care of themselves in the way that they would have been able to with their boyfriend or a husband out of the jail cell. And just to see that. And you're making these kids suffer. I mean, the government claims it does things for the children, but what they're doing here is they're destroying families. How is that good for kids? 1-800-259-9231.
The government uses a lot of things to justify its role because people do see what the government does. And I think a lot of people are offended by the way that they treat people or by the way, you know, people in their own circumstances, how they've been treated by police officers in the courts in the past. But they, at least to some extent, they buy the line that the government feeds in, that you need to have the government around to protect children and to pave the streets and things like that. And most of the justifications that government gives for its existence, nearly all of them, are false. They're just lies, or it's creative spin on why they're on their programs.
In many cases, they won't even answer your questions. I made a phone call recently to the Department of Justice here in New Hampshire, asking questions about them and the government and the consent of the governed and the Constitution, and they don't want to answer any of my questions. He was not interested in serving me in any way, shape, or form.
And
they claim
why should he?
Right?
You don't pay him.
Well, I mean, I do pay him.
You do pay him, but you don't have a choice.
Right.
I mean, you cannot pay him, but then they'll take your house.
It's an amazing scam. I mean, they walk around all self-important, calling themselves servants, and it's just nonsense. They're not doing anything but serving themselves to our money or with our money. I mean, it's just outrageous, the idea that they are in any way our servants. It's clear that they believe they're the masters. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com, or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations across the country, around the world, bringing new internet listeners on board. So get all the details and get signed up. Get access to perks like AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more all over at amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, speaking of the AMP-only call-in lines, we go there next to Dan in Alabama on the AMP lines. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I realize most of the listeners probably aren't participating in the chat room, but there's all kinds of rumors flying around about Mark's whereabouts. He's, I don't know, everything from he's in Gitmo in Cuba to... rumors about DUIs and minors and cocaine. So maybe
oh,
you guys
I'm sorry. I thought I mentioned
that.
Last night that that he was gone on vacation. He's down in Florida. That's where
oh,
he goes.
Oh, vacation
he's,
to Florida.
Yeah, he's always in Florida this time of year for like a week. I think he's going to be down for like a week and a half, actually. So, and in fact, I see him in the chat room, so I'm pretty sure everybody in the chat room knows where Mark is at the moment. And of course, you're talking about the AMP-only chat room. It's one of the features that only amplifiers get access to. So there you go. Anything else on your mind, Dan?
Well, that's all I got.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, let's go to Noah in Texas. Noah, you're on Free Talk Live. Noah?
Oh, cool. Texas. Can you hear me okay?
What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to throw my 2 cents in about the cops arresting people first and asking questions later.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so I used to work overnight at Walmart in Rockwall, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving to work one night, and I was a little bit late, and so I was speeding, and I got pulled over for speeding. And the cop keeps insisting that I'm stoned, and I'm not. I'm completely sober, and he keeps insisting that I'm stoned.
Mm.
And then he tells me to get out of the car, and he asks me if I can search the car. If he can search the car, I said no.
Good for
I'm
you.
Late to work. I told him I'm late to work. I don't want him to search my car. I need to get going. He tells me to get out of the car, and he searches my car anyway.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
You got yourself a rogue cop.
Yeah, a cowboy cop from
yep.
Texas. And so anyway, yeah, he actually finds like a piece of a marijuana pipe.
Oh,
okay, not a pipe,
no.
But a piece of a pipe.
Oh, man.
Okay? And then so he handcuffs me and throws me in the car, and he drives me to the jail, but he throws me in the drunk tank. Right? He didn't charge me with a crime or arrest me. He just threw me in the drunk tank. He kept insisting that I was high, which I wasn't. Hmm. Okay, so when I get into the drunk tank, check this out. There's this older guy in there. He's probably 40, 50 years old. He's from Saudi Arabia, and he's in the drunk tank with me. It turns out this guy is a medical doctor who is also completely sober, and he got arrested by the same cop for raising his voice at a pizza restaurant. And so apparently this cop was just out there busting people and taking them to the drunk tank. this guy's a medical doctor. I mean, he's completely sober. I mean,
what ended up happening to you?
Oh, they released me about 4 hours later.
No charges?
Yeah, they released me from the drunk tank about 4 hours later, wrote me a ticket.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was it for paraphernalia? The ticket?
No. He didn't charge me with that. I think he didn't charge me with that because I told him he couldn't search my car.
Yeah, that's a good point. He didn't want it to be excluded from the evidence if you took it to court. So what was the ticket for, do you recall?
Yeah, I just got a speeding ticket.
Wow,
and
amazing.
A four-hour sit in the drunk tank with another sober guy who happened to be a medical doctor.
No, it's just running people through the system. It's total obedience. They have complete control over us, and it's about extracting money. It's number one, obedience. Number two, it's money.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call tonight, Nate. I appreciate hearing from you, or Noah, rather. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the amp line. Hello, Gene.
Well, hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to mention something about the genetically modified foods, but first I wanted to tell you about my experience with the TSA this weekend.
Okay, go for it.
They decided to call me aside for the special screening procedure because I guess the Christian anarchist is too much of a terrorist. So they pulled me aside, and I said, oh, boy, I feel lucky. I feel like I just won the lottery. And I just made light of it the whole time, you know, and just smiled and was just a cheery, cheery little servant as they scanned my, took their little pads and checked all the bags to make sure there wasn't any explosives. And they didn't check to see if I was going to throw my shoes at anybody, though. I really liked that shoe bomber incident with the president. That was pretty good.
A lot of people take their shoes off at the TSA checkpoint, so it's certainly something that you could start to see happen.
Yeah,
not likely,
I have. My shoes had to be taken off, and I thought they lost my laptop for a minute. I almost panicked because they got all done with my stuff and started to hand it back to me, and they gave me my laptop case, but no laptop. And I go, well, I got a laptop here somewhere. Where is it? And I'm panicking, thinking that, they gave it to somebody else, and my laptop is on another flight somewhere. And turns out they had just got it stuck in the X-ray machine because the X-ray machine stopped running. And it was in there, so they had to dig it out of the X-ray machine and go put in another one, so I did get it. But
all right. So what else
happened? Anyway, the genetically modified foods, and I have these...
so that wasn't it? So your TSA story was to tell us that you were a good little boy with the TSA?
Yeah,
and
everything ended up all right.
That was pretty
uneventful. Nothing dramatic like that.
All right. Go ahead, Gene. What about the GMO foods?
As far as genetically modified food goes... really, there's nothing we can do to stop it, so it's one of those kind of things. But it is something that I think is going to cause some extreme problems in the world. You know, anytime man starts messing with stuff like this, they got to screw it up. You know,
I don't know. I love having all those apples to choose from, Gene. That's really cool. I like having the new special kinds of apples that I've never seen before. That's exciting.
You know what? When I was a boy in the 60s, we had all kinds of apples, and there were no GMO ones.
That's true. Well, they've been breeding plants together unnaturally for a long time. I mean, they've been creating new strains of various different plants and fruits.
Cross-pollination is not unusual. It's been going on for thousands of years.
Yes, but when man is doing it purposefully, isn't that man manipulating nature in the way that you were saying is offensive?
Because with this GMA stuff, what they're doing is they're taking and twisting genes around combinations that were never meant to be.
Well, how do you know that? How do you know that they weren't meant to be? They're coming into being now.
But
man is an extension of nature. So how can you say for sure that these, brand new GM genetically modified foods were never meant to be? How do you know that they weren't just meant to be now instead of 100 or 200 years ago?
I could cut your left arm off and graft it in the place of your nose. Now, how does that, is that just because I'm able to do that? Does that mean that it's meant to be, that this is a natural occurrence?
Does I still use my arm? Does it still work at that point? If so,
maybe I might be able to make it work, but at any point, it's still not natural for you to have an arm.
So is it also unnatural to have computers? I mean, those aren't natural either. Those are man-made products. I mean, how far do you want to go with this?
Those are man-made products. They're not twisting nature. But with the GMO, what the problem is that...
How do you know electrons weren't meant to flow, were meant to flow in the way that they... or they weren't meant to flow in the ways that they are in computers? How do you know that's...
I definitely believe that...
Would Jesus use the Internet?
I definitely believe that in technology we're also opening the genie out of the bottle with the nuclear bomb and stuff like that.
At least the good side...
I've made this point before that someday they will make the button, the machine that when you push the button it will cause the black hole that eats up the planet. And some idiot scientist will press that button to see if it works. I guarantee you.
Well, at least we'll have a good life hopefully up until then with our delicious genetically modified foods. Thanks, Gene, for the call. Appreciate it as always. Let's go and talk to Ronnie, listening to KBYO.
KBYO.
Oh, you got to turn down the radio when you're on hold. Are you there, Ronnie?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, how are you listening to KBYO if you're in Mississippi? KBYO is a station in Louisiana.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, I come through Louisiana a lot.
Oh, okay.
I do a lot of traveling,
gotcha.
You know, with my business and everything. Almost like a traveling salesman.
Great. Well, we're glad to have you on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about, you know, I heard the guy... talking about the police and the way that they, you know, do their job, I guess you could say.
You mean harass people, ruin people's lives, destroy families?
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. Now, I'm 50 years old.
Okay.
And I've been doing road salesman for about the last 25 years.
I have to tell you, Ronnie, we've got 30 seconds, so whatever it is your point is, try to condense it. Go.
Okay. Anytime I come through Louisiana or Texas, just like that guy say, they're going to stop you for no reason at all, especially being a black man.
Yep, you're driving while black, and that's enough reason for that. Or if you're, you know, if you got three kids in the car or whatever, there are certain things they definitely profile, and they just use it as an excuse to pull you over and mess with you. I wish we had more time to talk. Call us tomorrow night. We'll talk more then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
We're back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Listen.